Lottie.
Oh, what happened?
I fell off my bike.
Yeah, you banged that knee up pretty good. How fast were you going? 300-400 miles an hour?
I was going around the corner and I hit a banana.
Well, that'll do it every time. Now, you park yourself over here, we'll get it bandaged in a jiffy. All work guaranteed or your money back.
What's going on? What's all the noise?
Hot Rod Charlie here hit a banana.
Oh, it looks like you hit more than that. Your poor knee.
You think I messed up? You ought to see my bike.
And banged up, huh?
Like a pretzel.
Oh, come on, let's hobble upstairs and I'll get you bandaged up.
Alice can do it.
Oh, okay.
You might get a better deal upstairs.
You always do it real good.
Well, as long as you're all right. Next time, look out for those bananas.
You know, you're not very smart. You had a chance at a pretty nurse and you blew it.
But Alice, you always fix my knees and elbows and things.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think you better go upstairs to your mother.
Why?
So I'm too busy right now. I don't have time to fool around with scraped knees.
But you said...
All right, so I changed my mind. This is a kitchen, not an emergency ward.
Oh, but Alice...
Don't but Alice me. Go on upstairs. Scoot.
Boy, when you take a spill, you really do it upright.
I've had worse than this lots of times. If you saw the banana in the street, why didn't you go around it? I wanted to squish it, and I did, too.
Well, it looks like it squished you back.
You sure don't bleed much. I could bleed more if I wanted to.
How are things in the operating room?
Oh, we're getting the patient back together again.
Come on in and watch him bleed.
No, thanks. I've seen him bleed.
Alice? Alice? Alice?
What's the problem, Mr. Brady?
Button's coming off of this shirt. Could you sew one on real fast? I have about 10 minutes to get out of town.
Sure, I'll zap one on there for you in just a jiff. On second thought, Mr. Brady, I just won't have time to do it right now.
I have time? It'll only take you a minute.
I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I'm way behind schedule. Say, I've got an idea. Why don't you ask Mrs. Brady?
Yeah. I guess Carol could sew a button.
Sure she can. I'll bet she's a heck of a good button sewer on her.
Carol! Carol!
You shouldn't have taken it without asking. I don't go taking your stuff.
Well, you weren't home. I had to have a glove.
Well, use your own glove.
I couldn't find my bet. You took it. I never touched it.
Now look what you did. You got the pocket in the wrong place.
What's up, man?
Look at this, Alice. You took my glove and now the whole pocket's messed
well,
up.
Well, where's my glove? You took it.
I did not.
Well, somebody took it. Now I left it.
Well, don't look at me.
All right.
Alice, tell him. Tell him not to get into my stuff.
My glove's gone. Alice, make him give it
now,
back.
I don't have your own glove.
Look, I have no time to referee your arguments. Go in the house, both of you, and talk to your mother.
Well, she doesn't know anything about our fights.
She raised 3 girls. She knows plenty about fights.
Oh.
I'm sorry, fellas. I got no time. Now go. She'll give you a fair deal. Go on.
I'll show you. I left my glove right here, and when I came back, it was gone.
So he took mine.
Well, he took mine.
You say that once more, I'm going to pop you
one. You try.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Now, Peter, you lost a glove.
I did lose it. He took it.
I warned you.
Wait. Maybe someone else took it.
Like who?
Well, who'd be the last person you'd suspect? You? I thought baseball season was over. Come here. Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, thanks.
Don't you owe Greg an apology?
Yeah. Greg? I owe you an apology.
Peter.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Carry on, men. How about that?
All right, hi, Alice. How's it going?
It's been a good day. No floods, no fires, no broken bones.
You can't ask for more than that. Miss Brady upstairs?
I think so.
Good. Carol!
Oh, my!
Ah.
My... Big news.
We got a tax refund?
Oh, better than that. The ice is melting. The boys are starting to come to me with their problems.
Oh, well, my boys know a good thing when they see it.
Oh, no, really, Mike. For the first time, they came looking for me. And you even asked me to sew on that button.
Oh, yeah, well.
No, for the first time, I felt like a mother and a wife. I nearly cried.
Well, I told you things would smooth out.
Oh, I know, but it happened so suddenly. I was overwhelmed. Wait till you hear what I came in.
Look what you did to me.
It's your own fault. You started it.
Now, what's going on here?
Look what he did to me, the dirty rat.
Never mind with the names. Just tell me what happened.
He threw some mud at me, so I threw some at him. Mine was an accident.
Well, if you ask me,
Mom! Look what Peter did to me, Mom! Don't believe him, Mom! He started the whole thing! Mom!
Boy, you sure are
going to
have to
go
to
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Greg.
See Mom?
Yeah, she's upstairs. Anything I can do?
I got a hang-up on my math assignment.
Well, maybe I can give you a hand.
That's okay. Mom's a whiz at this stuff. She helped me twice this week.
Well, I'm pretty good at math myself.
Thanks, but it's pretty tricky. Mom explains it great.
Oh, hello, Stokey.
Morning, Alice. Let me carry this in for you.
Oh, thanks.
Package for the Brady boys.
Oh, say, I'll bet that's that giant telescope kit they sent away for. Greg, Peter, Bobby! Boy, we've been waiting for this.
We? Are you in on this deal, too?
Well, I helped them send away for it. I'm sort of a live-in scoutmaster. I go along with the boys on their projects.
Well, lots of luck with the telescope. Give my regards to Jupiter.
Thanks, I will. Hey, boys! The telescope is here!
Yahoo! It's here! Oh, man, look at that!
Marcia said you all wanted to see me. Well?
There's something going on and we don't understand it.
Something going on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's about Marcia and Cindy and me. Us girls.
Oh. Well, come on, let's sit down and talk this over. Now then, what's this all about?
Well, how come the boys are more important than we are?
What?
You're always helping them with their games and their homework and everything. You spend way more time with them. Do you like them better than us?
I'm sorry, girls. I should have realized. I've been paying some extra attention to Greg and Bobby and Peter because, well, they haven't had a mother for a long time. And I want them to feel that I'm just as much their mother as I am yours. That we're all one family. I love you just as much as ever.
We love you too, Mom.
How'd it go today?
Okay.
Good.
Mr. Brady.
Hmm?
I was wondering if you're not busy tonight, if I might speak to you and Mrs. Brady.
Sure. Anything wrong?
Oh, no, just something I'd like to talk to you about.
Sure. We'll do it this evening. Alice, are you all right?
I'm fine. Noisy, but fine. You understand. Well, some of the happiest moments of my life have been spent right here in this house.
Alice, you're beating around the bush. Now, what's bugging you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. It's just that... Well, what I'm trying to say is...
Well, I felt something's been bothering you the last 2 days. Is it the girls?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're dolls. No, you see, what it really is... You see, I have this aunt of mine.
Your aunt?
Yeah. My uncle's wife. And she's getting along in years, and now she's developed this ailment in her liver. Or her kidney, one of those things in there.
Alice, you never mentioned you had an aunt. Where does she live?
She lives in Seattle. That's where she lives. That's where my uncle lived, too. Anyway, she's got this ailment, and she's been going downhill. Oh, real fast. And she asked me if I couldn't come and be with her. What could I say, what with her going downhill like that?
Alice, I'm sorry about your aunt. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, well, Auntie's strange that way. She doesn't like her liver spread around.
Alice, are you trying to tell us that you're leaving?
Oh, I wouldn't put it that way, Mr. Brady. No, it's just that my aunt really needs me, and I thought... Well, under the circumstances, it's... When you really get down to it, like you said, I'm leaving.
I understand how you feel, Alice, but why are you making it so permanent?
Take a week or two off, then, if your aunt gets better.
I don't think so. No, she's the type of, when she goes downhill, she just picks up speed. I've just got to go and be with her.
I hate to see you leave, Alice. You've been here with me and the boys for a long time.
7 years. 4 months, 13 days, 9.5 hours.
Oh, it'll be a terrible shock to the boys.
Oh, they'll be fine. They have you and the girls. You're a family now. So if it's okay, I'll plan to leave tomorrow night. Take the plane south.
South? To Seattle?
That's the way that the planes go. I mean, they head south when they take off before they turn around and go north.
Greg?
What?
Is Alice really going to leave?
That's what Mom and Dad said.
I thought she was going to stay here forever.
So did I. Boy, I'm really going to miss her.
Not as much as me.
Why don't you two knock it off? We're big guys now, not little kids like when she first came here. We got to act grown up. Well, I'm going to miss her, too. Come in.
You guys sleep?
No.
We couldn't sleep either.
We were all talking.
About Alice.
Well, we don't want to talk about it.
Well, we were thinking that maybe...
I don't care what you were thinking.
Well, you don't have to get nasty about it. Yeah!
Girls, I think I understand this. The boys have known Alice a lot longer than we have. Now, come on.
It's just not going to be the same without Alice.
Well, we can't make her stay. Abraham Lincoln put a stop to that. I talked my fool head off trying to convince her.
And she decided so suddenly.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. Well, good night, honey.
Good night, dear. Mike?
What?
You don't believe that story about her aunt any more than I do. We've got to find out the truth.
Honey, what do you want to do? Put her under a bright light or drip water on her forehead? We'll talk about it in the morning.
Okay. Good night. Mike.
Now what?
Doesn't it seem strange to you she never mentioned an aunt in Seattle before?
No, not especially. I have an aunt in Albuquerque and I never mentioned it.
Now, please, could we get some sleep?
No kidding. Good night.
Carol.
What?
When we got married, I doubled the size of the family. Alice has twice as much cooking and laundry and cleaning, and I never even offered her a raise. We gotta give her more money. I mean, even if it hurts a little. Yeah, that's the answer.
Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Alice, you deserve a raise.
Mr. Brady, it's not the money.
What is it?
It's like I said, it's my aunt in Sacramento.
Sacramento?
If I'd known I was going to draw such a big crowd, I'd have sold tickets.
Are you really going to leave?
Afraid so, Peter.
Wish and Jen and me were just starting to love you.
I'm going to miss all you kids.
If you're going to miss us, why are you going?
Well, because I have to.
Who said?
Mom told you, dummy. She's got to go to Seattle.
Do you like Addle better than us?
What?
They said you were going to Seattle.
Seattle, that's a place like Mississippi.
Mrs. Who?
Get the phone, would you, Greg?
Her mom's in there. Hello? Alice? Oh, just a minute, I'll call her. Alice?
Coming! Excuse me. Oh, thanks. Hello, this is Alice. Oh, hi, Myrtle. Yeah, it's true, Myrtle, I'm leaving. I was just in my room packing. Plans? No, I haven't got any plans yet. Why? Well, things have kind of changed around here, Mert. Now that Mr. Brady's married, I'm just not necessary anymore. Yeah, who needs an old Victrola when stereo comes in?
What's going on? I found out why Alice is leaving. Jan and I were out in the back near the kitchen when Alice was on the phone. We couldn't help hearing.
Marcia, you shouldn't eavesdrop. It isn't nice. It's bad manners. Well, come on. What'd she say?
Well, she was talking to Mert, and she told her...
Carol, are you sure she said that? An old Victrola?
I got it straight from the mafia. You know that story about her aunt in Seattle? She made the whole thing up because she thinks we don't need her.
Now, look, Carol. Take her aside and explain to her that we do need her. Write it in big letters on the wall.
Mike, telling her won't do any good. She'll think we're just being kind. We have to show her.
Whatever we do, we have to do it fast. At 7 o'clock tonight, she'll be on a plane for Sacramento, Seattle, Saskatchewan, or Siberia, for all we know. Now, do we all understand the plan?
Yeah, my part's easy.
I know what to do.
I know what to do, too.
Say
to
mom.
Me, too.
Good.
Aren't you going to ask Mommy?
Oh, I know what to do, sweetie.
Then we're all set. Operation Alice is underway.
All done. I just thought I'd get the kitchen organized for you.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you. But you just go in and relax. Rest up for your trip. Mr. Brady and I have to go out to a formal dinner tonight. You know, one of those business social affairs.
You're going out? Who's going to feed the kids?
Oh, well, I'll fix dinner before we go. Don't worry about that.
Mom, I've got to go. I'm going to be late for my club meeting, and I've got to bring the cake.
Well, we can go right now. Car's out front.
What about dinner for the kids?
Oh, well, I'll fix that when I get back. Now, Alice, you relax.
Hey, you forgot the cake!
Hold it!
Wait a minute! You show up without this cake and you'll be out of the club.
Thanks, Alice. You're really a big help.
Carol, I looked all over. Where's my tuxedo?
Isn't it in the closet?
No.
I'll take care of it.
Thanks, Alice.
It's right next to your dark blue suit, Mr. Brady.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Alice.
Be right back, Alice.
Drive carefully, Mrs. Brady.
Alice!
Where'd Carol go?
Just took Marcia to a club meeting.
Oh, it's a heck of a time to be chauffeuring the kids around. We have to be at the Rockfords at 8, and you have to be at the airport at 7.
Take it easy, Mr. Brady. Mrs. Brady will be right back. You get showered into your tux, and I'll get dinner started for the kids.
Alice!
Peter, Alice isn't at your beck and call. Now, she's getting ready to leave. What is it?
Tiger's run away again. I can't find him anywhere. He's gone.
Look, we're getting ready to go out. I can't stop to chase that hound.
Mr. Brady, you get dressed. I'll find the dog. He's probably after that cute poodle next door again.
Alice, let the boys find the dog. You're supposed to be taking the day off. Now, where's Greg?
He's over at Gordy's house. He wanted me to tell you he's going to need a ride home.
Oh, brother.
Alice!
All right, kids, be patient. The dog will be back.
It's not Tiger. She took my checker.
Hold it. What are you doing?
Eating.
We'll eat after you characters clear out of here so that I can get dinner started. Go on, out.
You
everybody out.
Here. Stand clear.
And hold it down. Mrs. Brady, why don't you let me feed the kids?
Alice, you shouldn't even be here in the kitchen.
I've been lots of places I wasn't supposed to be. That outfit definitely does not go with chili burgers.
Alice, where's my black tie?
It's in the second drawer from the top.
I've left there.
All right, I'll come find it.
Yeah.
coincidence? You gotta be kidding.
Who is it?
It's Greg. He's at Gordy's house and he wants a ride home.
Greg, stay there. We'll pick you up when we take Alice to the airport.
Mom!
Hold on a minute, Greg.
How's Marcia gonna get home?
Marcia. Oh, Greg, are you still there? Jan, run up and wash for dinner. Listen, Greg, we'll pick you up when we pick Marcia up, when we take Alice to the airport. Just stay put.
Oh, Alice, will you please help me with dinner?
As soon as I find a black.
Well, how do I look?
Darling, you're beautiful.
Here,
oh, you're tuxedo. You're a mess.
Oh, brother.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, Alice, it's too bad all the happy years you've been with us had to end this way.
I guess Seattle must look pretty good by now.
Mr. Brady, if it's all right with you and Mrs. Brady, I think I'd like to postpone Seattle for a while.
Alice, can you?
I think so, Mr. Brady.
Oh, that would be wonderful. But what about downhill Auntie?
I hear she's perking up.
Oh, Alice.
Hey, I just had a thought. Since you two are going to have to leave the house now in order to make this act look legitimate, why don't you go out to supper and have some fun?
You mean you knew we were acting?
There go our Oscars.
Well, I'll tell you. When you had to go out formal, and the kids had to be fed, and the dog got lost, and Marcia needed a ride to the club, and then Greg needed a ride home, and the black tie got misplaced, I was suspicious. But when Bobby and Peter ran in and splattered mud on your tuxedo, I knew I was being hustled.
Alice, we were just trying to prove something to you.
Well, you proved it all right. If you go to all that trouble to make me feel wanted, you really got to mean it.
Alice, you know we do. Will you stay?
Sure, I'll stay.
Alice, you're marvelous. Absolutely the greatest.
Oh, honey,
most
stop it. You're embarrassing her.
Are you kidding? I love it. Come on, you can think of some more.
Sensational. Unforgettable. Terrific. Kids, she's gonna stay. Oh, Alice, would you pick up my gray suit at the cleaners today?
Yes, sir. Sure is nice to feel needed again.
Oh, and I have a shopping list for the market, Alice.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take care of that this morning.
By the way, my golf clubs need polishing.
Oh, that reminds me. All the hairbrushes need cleaning.
Oh, and Alice, would you vacuum the car? It's a mess.
Oh, and I have a new arrangement for the furniture in the living room.
Yes, and another thing.
Hold it. Hold it. Nobody wants to be needed that much.